News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, a new week to work with and hot one. Well, 87 for high because of the thunderstorms. We'll get details from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. 74 now. Time to check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident off at Dolphin and Royal Street. Officers are on the scene. It's going to be a minor fender bender. No injuries involved. Still a good ride. Traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. Coming into the Eastern Shore, Daphne and Spanish Fort. No delays, no accidents. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Still looking good. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lot. Get the details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our families safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
609 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and you. And if you haven't noticed, tomorrow runoff in the primaries. Maybe you have noticed.
There's an election tomorrow?
So I hear something going on.
That's probably why it's my first story, just to remind people who've never heard about it.
So I hear, legend has it, tomorrow.
Word on the street.
That's right. The 411 is tomorrow runoff for the primaries. We'll talk in detail about that, of course, throughout today's show and tomorrow. And coverage coming up tomorrow night right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll give you more details on that in a minute or two. Right now, it's time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Hey, happy Monday to both of you. Great to see you.
Well, happy Monday. Okay, and because, all the people over the weekend, I'm right next to her. I'll pay that off later, but right now, all the people who ask me, right now, Kelly Finley and I are
in the same room.
In the same room.
Give a high five.
Yep. Go. See, okay. So
that was an official high five.
Just
you
feet
are
from
our
each
witness.
Other. All right.
Okay.
So, very good.
So, just like Sean alluded to, we are less than 24 hours away from the runoff election. And before you vote, though, you need to make sure you have the proper identification. Of course, here in the state of Alabama, here's what you can show: your valid driver's license, valid non-driver ID, valid Alabama photo voter ID, valid state issued ID from Alabama or any other state, valid federal issued ID, valid U.S. passport, valid employee ID from federal government, state of Alabama, county government, municipality, board, authority, or other entity of the state. How about that valid student or employee ID from your college or your university in the state of Alabama, valid military ID, and your valid tribal ID.
So what about my supercuts thing where I get the punch outs each time I get a haircut?
That will not work on Tuesday, but maybe Wednesday somewhere else.
Okay, just checking.
But if you don't show ID, here's the answer to that question. This is what the answer says. A voter who does not show valid ID will be allowed to vote a provisional ballot. They will be allowed to vote if they are positively identified by two election officials at the poll. When it comes to crossover voting, maybe you voted in the primary and you're wondering if you can vote in this runoff. Here's the deal on that. Alabama's crossover voting law is in effect for this primary runoff. That means that if you voted in the Republican primary, you cannot vote in the Democratic runoff and vice versa. If you did not vote in the primary, you can vote here in the runoff. Your primary or runoff ballot does not limit you in the general election, where you can vote for any candidate. So for tomorrow, polls open at 7 a.m. They stay open until 7 p.m., even though Sean and Dalton, the Secretary of State Merrill, is predicting a low voter turnout between 15 and 18%. I think we're going to change those numbers around. We're going to rush out and go vote. If you have questions about where to vote, hop online. Go to vote411.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
See, the positivity balancing out people like me that say, if we make double digits, it'll be impressive.
I'm hopeful. I believe in our people.
I want it to happen. It's not that I don't want it to happen. I think that would be grand. I just don't know.
But because if those people don't go vote, then they should zip their lips when it comes time to complaining about things that are happening in their area.
You don't vote, you don't get to witch.
No seat at the table.
That's right. That is correct.
The big people table.
That's right. You go out to the kids' table, a card table out there on the porch. All right.
Good luck with that.
We'll be right back.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016, in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Bay Minette police are investigating a crash that left a pedestrian in critical condition and the driver behind bars. Andrew Cross of Birmingham is facing charges after police said he was drunk when he hit the pedestrian on McMeans Avenue. It happened about 10 o'clock Saturday night. The victim was airlifted to USA Medical Center and is listed in critical condition. They have not been identified. Police say Cross is charged with assault, driving under the influence, possession of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Another pedestrian was struck and killed on Highway 59 in Robertsdale Saturday night. Robertsdale police say someone was trying to cross 59 near Divine Road at about 9:30. The victim was hit by a vehicle going south on 59. The investigation ongoing, but no charges have been filed. Robertsdale police say the driver did stop after that collision. The body of a woman discovered in a car in a Pensacola neighborhood is under investigation. The woman's body was found off Belmont Street between 16th and 17th Avenues in a car parked near Miraflores Park. People in the otherwise quiet neighborhood say they were not sure if the woman lived in the area. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
Paid by committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Chris Elliott must think voters of Baldwin County are stupid. He's lying to the voters about David Northcutt. Facts speak for themselves. Fact. Chris Elliott is a tax raiser. He supported and campaigned for Build Baldwin Now, the tax increase voters of Baldwin County rejected. And now he's taking taxpayer-funded trips to Washington, D.C. as a political stunt. Fact. Chris Elliott is in the pocket of Montgomery's special interest. Elliott has received over $350,000 from liberal special interest who support Common Core, weakening gun rights, and especially raising the gas tax, because Elliott has agreed to raise your taxes. Fact. Chris Elliott was arrested for DUI. He stated he was going to own his punishment. He had his attorney in court say that he was too important to lose his driver's license because he was a politician. Come on, Chris. The voters aren't buying your deceit. We have a clear choice on July 17th. Vote for lying career politician Chris Elliott or the true conservative David Northcutt.
Good morning, 617 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The French national soccer team. They were crowned the world's... Not them. The
bizou,
French
bizou.
National team.
Yeah,
OUI.
Kiss, kiss.
Yeah. They were crowned the world champions after defeating Croatia 4-2 in the World Cup final on Sunday.
A last look at the watch for referee Nestor Pitana. A final whistle. France have won the World Cup.
Plenty of croissants and champagne after that win. It's the second World Cup title in France's history.
Okay, they partied all night. I think there's way more champagne than croissants.
Probably. Well, you got to get the croissants in there so that, you know, you're not affected too much the
balance,
next morning.
Balance, baby, right. Balance.
France first scored on an own goal off of Croatia's Mario Mandzukic, and then a penalty kick goal from Antoine Griezmann, and goals from Paul Pogba and Kylian Mbappe. Mbappe became the first teenager to score in a final since Brazilian legend Pele did back in 1958. On Saturday, Belgium defeated England 2-0 to claim third place in the tournament. It's Belgium's best finish in the World Cup. At Wimbledon on Sunday, Novak Djokovic dominated Kevin Anderson in straight sets 6-2, 6-2, and 7-6 to take the 2018 Wimbledon Men's Championship. With that win, Djokovic is now alone in fourth place on the all-time Grand Slams list with 13. He's one behind Pete Sampras for third place. In the Women's Wimbledon Final, Germany's Angelique Kerber beat 7-time Wimbledon champion Serena Williams in straight sets 6-3 and 6-3 to win her third career major. The 30-year-old German is one of just 5 women to beat Williams in a Grand Slam final. She also beat her to win the 2016 Australian Open. Now Kerber only needs to win the French Open to complete her career Grand Slam. And it was a good effort from Williams. She came close to winning in only her fourth tournament since giving birth to her daughter Olympia back on September the 1st. On the PGA Tour, Michael Kim dominated to win his first career victory on the tour. Kim won by 8 strokes at 27 under par, setting a new tournament record in the process. And in the celebrity golf tournament over the weekend, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo won the American Century Championship at Lake Tahoe. He beat former Major League pitcher and 3-time defending champ Mark Mulder. Former Auburn Tiger and NBA great Charles Barkley finished alone in last place.
Why do you have to say it so sad?
Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. He finished just behind former Troy Trojan DeMarcus Ware. But hey, Sir Charles said that he was having a good time out there, and that's all that really matters.
Picture you put up with
him. He was doing an interview, and that's basically what he was saying in that interview. He said, hey, I might be playing awful right now, but at least I'm playing. You're somewhere working at home.
Right. That's at Dalt Norwig. Where you can see that cracked me up yesterday. Then the responses had Sir Charles said terrible.
Terrible.
He says terrible, terrible, terrible,
terrible, terrible. Last place, by far, last place.
Oh my word.
In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. cruised to a win at Kentucky for the second year in a row, and for his fourth win of the 2018 season, Truex is one of 3 drivers to have won at least 4 races this year, matching Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. And our update from the Blue Marlin Grand Championship, where Kelly Finley was hosting this weekend, did a fantastic job.
Thank you, Kelly. Co-hosting with Jim Cox.
That's right. First place went to Shockwave. Mm-hmm. Looks like they dominated, a 795.6-pound Blue Marlin. Second place, Done Deal. Third place, Breathe Easy.
That's the moment. And yes, and No, I was not there.
You weren't there?
Multiple times this weekend. I mean, let me point out something. We like to pull back the curtain here. Mm-hmm. Not only are we co-workers, the three of us are friends, but yep. we also have families and other mm-hmm. friends and things we do. Mm-hmm. This over the weekend. Well, I've seen Finley's down there at the Blue Marlin Grand Championship. Where were you? They just didn't put the camera on you? They don't like you? And I'm standing on Dolphin Island with these people. They say, look, I say, because I'm here, right. and I've been here for days, and you've seen me, so why do you come over here? Well, I seen Finley on there. Where were you?
but we do travel
separately.
We do, but you know what? No matter where I am, I know who my radio family is, so I made sure to thank you for being on the Pace boat and kicking off the fun.
Which just starts trouble for me, you know?
What? Just because you had a 92-foot studio.
Oh, somebody said, why didn't you buy that boat?
See?
Great question. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't buy the $12 million boat. Thanks for that question there, person in line at the bait shop.
They just love us to pieces. And speaking of pieces, the next time we talk sports, mm-hmm. Dalton, I want to talk about the eyeball that I was holding.
All right.
Okay.
We have to talk about that. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report on FM Talk 106.5.
Where were you?
This is Charlie Graddick. For more than 20 years, you trusted me to serve as a circuit judge and district attorney in Mobile County. Now, I'm asking you to trust Brandi Hambright. Brandi is a strong conservative, guided by her faith. She has integrity and is ready to serve. Please join me and my family on July 17th and vote Brandi Hambright, Circuit Court Judge.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandi Hambright, Circuit Court. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them, and you can too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on, my AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-667.
When it comes to keeping our families safe, experience matters. And there's only one candidate for district court judge with the right experience for the job, Spiro Charagatis. A former Mobile County prosecutor, Spiro has a proven record of fighting crime. And that's why he's supported by local law enforcement, District Attorney Ashley Rich, and the retiring district court judge. On July 17th, remember Spiro Charagatis. Hard name. Harder on crime.
Paid for by the committee to elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
Good morning, everyone. From the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Old Shell and North Ann Street. They've got a vehicle fire. Officers and fire department just arriving, so be careful through there. Looks good across the Bayway so far. Downtown Mobile. And again, from Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, you're accident-free. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details in special events. Mobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. And yes, it's the day before the runoff. It is also Amazon Prime Day. Is this going to change your behavior? Are you doing anything today?
Well, Target has an answer for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Target has their answer. There's a bunch of people ramping up.
They're doing something special today. One of my headlines.
Okay. Well, I know because Amazon Prime Day was like no sooner than I walked in the door yesterday, the missus is, you know, tomorrow's Prime Day.
Okay, so I'm new to Prime. I mean, what does this mean?
Well, I'm kind of new to Prime.
What does this mean? But we have an expert in the house.
There is a, and what's that holiday in China? They have a new shopping holiday in China, and they say it's equivalent to Black Friday here in the United States. And I think this is Amazon's answer to that. And it began a few years ago where they would offer these deals. They're trying to make their own Black Friday.
Sure.
And it began a few years ago, and it's just grown and grown and grown. And I know today, they start with the deals at 2 o'clock today, and it'll run, 36 hours is
what
they're saying?
Right, so it's bigger than before, because in the past it's been, I think, just 24 hours. But yeah, they're also trying to incentivize people to sign on, or, you know, number one, sign on for Prime. Number two, to maybe tolerate the fact that Prime's gone up by like $19 year to year. I think it's
$120.
$120. Okay, so it used to be $100, and now it's up to $120.
Their arsenal of items, I mean, it's nice. I mean, I've typed in the most random things, and they have 10 of them. So, I can appreciate that. No. But Target's answer is they launched a one-day sale event touting no membership necessary.
Ooh.
And their sale started at $12.50. Their one-day sale, this begins at 12:59 a.m. on Tuesday, is what they're saying.
But, and see, on the Prime side, some of the best deals, at least some of the reviews I've seen, the best deals are stuff that Amazon makes. Obviously, it makes sense, right? So if it's like Kindle or Alexa devices, tablets or something like that, then they make the device. They can discount it in getting it to you, get you to be a Prime member also, you know, since they vertically integrate their company from making the stuff to selling you the stuff to delivering the stuff, they can offer the discount.
Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The Coast Guard was busy over the weekend with two rescues. One happened Sunday off the coast of Horn Island, Mississippi. A Sea Tow company lost communication with the vessel as it was en route to assist. When the Coast Guard arrived, the boat was capsized and all seven passengers were in the water. They were all rescued. The rescue came one day after 11 others were rescued off Pensacola Beach. The Farnborough Air Show takes off this morning. A delegation of elected leaders from Mobile and Alabama are there now. The group includes Governor Kay Ivey. The air show has become a tradition for state leaders trying to land new business for Brooklyn.
Airbus is a perfect example. You know, we plant the seed. We continue to have conversations.
County Commissioner Connie Hudson. Police have arrested a man for a 4th of July boat crash on the Black Warrior River that killed two people. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 29-year-old Ricky Latham of Tuscaloosa is facing two counts of reckless murder. State troopers say Latham was the operator of the ski boat that collided with a bass boat. Troopers say alcohol played a big role in what happened. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A message from Billy Joe Underwood, running countywide for the Baldwin County Commission.
Open government and quality of life have been at the forefront of my campaign because I love Baldwin County as much as you. With your help, we will continue to pursue our vision for better Baldwin County. I can't move forward alone. I need your help. I am Billy Joe Underwood, candidate for Baldwin County Commission District 3, and I ask for your vote in the July 17th runoff election. Let's make Baldwin County better together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Billy Joe Underwood, 18446 Davis Road, Summerdale, Alabama.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Special report, Trump-Putin meeting. Ahead of today's first meeting, Presidents Trump and Putin exchanged opening remarks. President Trump congratulated Putin on Russia's hosting of the World Cup.
And I watched quite a bit of it, and I watched the entire final and the semifinals, and they were really spectacular games, but it was beautifully done. So congratulations on that.
President Trump then followed up on today's tweets, criticizing what he called the foolishness and stupidity on the part of the United States for hurting Russian relations.
We have not been getting along very well for the last number of years. I've been here not too long, but it's getting close to 2 years, but I think we will end up having an extraordinary relationship.
Trump then listed issues to talk about, but did not mention Russia's interference in the 2016 election. He said the world wants Russia and the U.S. to get along, especially since between the two of them, they have 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, and that's a bad thing. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The flood of money into low-cost, passively managed investment products is slowing as global markets turn more volatile. Net inflows into U.S. mutual funds and ETFs that mimic indexes dropped to $3.4 billion in June, the lowest amount of new monthly money for these funds since early 2014. Boeing kickstarted a contest for tens of billions of dollars of orders at the Farnborough Air Show today with a $4.7 billion deal for freight planes with delivery firm DHL. Indivior PLC shares soared more than 30% today after a U.S. court blocked India's Dr. Reddy's Laboratories from selling copycat versions of the British drummaker's best-selling opioid addiction treatment in the U.S. Dr. Reddy's shares fell more than 9%. The court granted a preliminary injunction on Friday preventing Dr. Reddy's from relaunching its generic product. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open after stocks closed higher Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
We were talking about the Blue Marlin Grand Championship over the weekend and the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. I had the kids out fishing. I got to say, the Marine Fork, it could not have been better. I mean, it chopped up a little bit first thing in the morning when those thunderstorms fired up. But then after that, it was, the Gulf was smooth. What a beautiful weekend to be out.
Yeah, and of course, Saturday I said would be the best day, and that certainly was the case. Yesterday we did have quite a bit of thunderstorm activity later in the afternoon. Officially got 1.32 inches of rain out at the airport, bringing it over 3 inches now for the month of July, and we're now just moving past the halfway point. Normally have about 7 inches of rain for the month of July, so we got a ways to go. We're going to see more in the way of thunderstorms now for the next few days. Yesterday, we got up to 96 degrees. Not a record. The record was 103. But today, not quite as hot as yesterday. We're going to be in the low 90s, but we'll still see a heat index getting up there around 104, 105. But we'll see definitely some thunderstorm activity in the afternoon. And we've got lower pressure in the upper atmosphere over us, and that's going to help set off those thunderstorms in the afternoon hours with the surface heating. Tonight, the activity tapers off. Slight chance of thunderstorms through the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a very good chance for thunderstorms. And the reason for that is a cold front. I'll be moving into Alabama and Mississippi. Unfortunately, it's going to stall, as they usually do this time of the year, right across the middle portion of both states. But that's going to help set off quite a few thunderstorms all along the Gulf Coast. So tomorrow, a good chance of thunderstorms, keeping temperatures in the upper 80s. On Wednesday, again, scattered to numerous thunderstorms. We may possibly get over the 90-degree mark, but not by much. And then on Thursday, still a good chance for thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. More sunshine, though, and we'll get into the lower 90s. After that, that front moves back to the north, and we go back to some hot weather again, meaning temperatures in the mid-90s for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But, of course, we'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms. So hot weather for the latter part of the week with those readings getting up into the mid-90s, which means heat index readings in excess of 105.
Wow. Let's talk about the tropics, Dr. Bill, because I heard over the weekend a meteorologist on the national show saying, and there's the remnants of barrel being sucked into a cold front. I said, really? That's still that same barrel?
Yeah. Yeah, it, of course, just became a bunch of thunderstorms across Puerto Rico and on into the Bahamas. I said late last week that there is a chance that it could redevelop a bit as it makes its turn and then heads out into the North Atlantic. That's precisely what happened. It did intensify a little bit with some winds around 40 miles an hour, but now it is falling apart again as it gets into the colder water. So that storm will dissipate. Elsewhere, it's looking good. Quiet across the Gulf and the Caribbean. Even the Atlantic looks pretty good. We do have a couple of very large tropical waves coming off Africa, and we'll be watching those over the next week or so as they finally get out into the Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams right here on FM Talk 106.5, 74 degrees now. And coming up, we'll check in with Kelly for more headlines. Also, a reminder, tomorrow, if you didn't know, it's the runoff in the primary. If you somehow not noticed that, that's happening. Polls open at 7.
I worry every day about losing the quality of life that we have in Baldwin County.
Conservative Chris Elliott.
As I move around Baldwin County, I still see some of the same farms, the same barns, the same silos that I saw as a kid growing up. But I also see lots of new houses and lots of new faces. I see waterways that once were pretty open and empty, crowded, and full of folks. When I was a kid, my first job was down in Orange Beach at a marina, and I had the opportunity to drive my boat back and forth to work, and it made me who I am. Baldwin County is the best possible place to raise a family, and the secret's out. They're coming, and we're going to have to make sure we've got the infrastructure in place to accommodate them. GetOurShare.com shows exactly how we're going to do that.
Visit GetOurShare.com and learn more about how Chris Elliott wants to fight to get back our share of taxes we're already paying to Montgomery.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough-on-crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Old Shell and North Ann Street, they do have a car fire. They're moving out of the roadway, so be careful there. Also, you see I-10 eastbound right outside the George Wallace Tunnel. They've got a car along the wall there. And also a disabled vehicle westbound on the Bayway right before the tunnel. Got a guy changing a tire right on the median, so be careful if you traffic through that area as well. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 641 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. Just another reminder, as we talk about these temperatures, triple digit sometimes, remember your children and remember your pets in hot vehicles. Very sad news out of South Florida, as a child once again left in a hot car. And this child has died. 17-month-old little boy was left in the vehicle for 8 hours, at least 8 hours. He died after one of his parents parked the vehicle and went inside to work. Pembroke Pines police say the parent left the child in the car early Friday morning inside of a hospital parking lot. Paramedics arrived after 5 p.m. and they tried to resuscitate the little guy. They were not successful. Parents' names have not been released. An investigation does remain active. Both parents were questioned and released, but just another reminder to please make sure you check every row of your vehicle before you head into work or wherever it is you're going. In Pascagoula, news out of Mississippi this morning, as we now know, the Coast Guard had to swoop in and rescue seven people from a boat which capsized near Horn Island, Mississippi, Sunday afternoon. Just before 3 p.m., Coast Guard said that they received a notification from CETO that they lost their communication with a vessel and they were en route to assist. A response boat from the Coast Guard station, Pascagoula, they were sent to search for the vessel, and around 3:10, the crew found the capsized vessel, and thankfully, all seven passengers were in the water, but they were A-OK. They were rescued and taken back to Pascagoula. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is George Zogby, candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge. Recently, a man was murdered by a person that was just released from jail on an extremely low bond on a charge of burglary just weeks earlier. This is absurd. As judge, I will set maximum bonds on serious repeat offenders to keep them off the streets of Mobile County. For me to do this, I need you to get out and vote tomorrow, July 17th.
Vote George Zogby, Tuesday, July 17th. Paid for by the committee to elect George Zogby.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'd like to get a quote on my homeowner's insurance.
I didn't hear the secret knock.
I did the secret knock.
Of course, it's pretty loud in here. Could you do the secret knock again?
I suppose, but...
On second thought, it's really late, and I don't like giving quotes after hours.
But I learned the secret knock and everything.
Oh, all right.
Okay, here we go.
That's not the secret knock.
You didn't let me finish.
Even I know it's more than two knocks. Maybe three.
Hey, could you come closer to the people?
Okay. Ow! What was that for?
That's for not helping me save money on my insurance. Forget it!
Where are you gonna get help with your insurance at this hour?
I'm calling Jack Green after hours.
Business, home, or auto. When you need a quote right away, you can reach Jack Green after hours.
No secret knock?
Nope.
After hours, call Jack Green, 767-6550. 767-6550.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Bay Minette police are investigating a crash that left a pedestrian in critical condition and the driver behind bars. Andrew Cross of Birmingham is facing charges after police said he was drunk when he hit the pedestrian on McMeans Avenue. It happened about 10 o'clock Saturday night. The victim was airlifted to USA Medical Center and is listed in critical condition. They have not been identified. Police say Cross is charged with assault, driving under the influence, possession of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Another pedestrian was struck and killed on Highway 59 in Robertsdale Saturday night. Robertsdale police say someone was trying to cross 59 near Divine Road at about 9:30. The victim was hit by a vehicle going south on 59. The investigation ongoing, but no charges have been filed. Robertsdale police say the driver did stop after that collision. The body of a woman discovered in a car in a Pensacola neighborhood is under investigation. The woman's body was found off Belmont Street between 16th and 17th Avenues in a car parked near Miraflores Park. People in the otherwise quiet neighborhood say they were not sure if the woman lived in the area. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Paid by committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Chris Elliott must think voters of Baldwin County are stupid. He's lying to the voters about David Northcutt. Facts speak for themselves. Fact. Chris Elliott is a tax raiser. He supported and campaigned for Build Baldwin Now, the tax increase voters of Baldwin County rejected. And now he's taking taxpayer-funded trips to Washington, D.C. as a political stunt. Fact. Chris Elliott is in the pocket of Montgomery's special interest. Elliott has received over $350,000 from liberal special interest who support Common Core, weakening gun rights, and especially raising the gas tax, because Elliott has agreed to raise your taxes. Fact. Chris Elliott was arrested for DUI. He stated he was going to own his punishment. He had his attorney in court say that he was too important to lose his driver's license because he was a politician. Come on, Chris. The voters aren't buying your deceit. We have a clear choice on July 17th. Vote for lying career politician Chris Elliott or the true conservative David Northcutt.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Good morning, 648 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The French national soccer team crowned world champions after defeating Croatia 4-2 in the World Cup final on Sunday.
A last look at the watch from referee Nestor Pitana. A final whistle. France have won the World Cup.
It's the second World Cup title in France's history. They first scored on an own goal off of Croatia's Mario Mandzukic, and then a penalty kick goal from Antoine Griezmann, and goals from Paul Pogba and Kylian Mbappe. That was all four of the goals that France would score. Mbappe became the first teenager to score in a final since Brazilian legend Pele did back in 1958. Before that, on Saturday, Belgium defeated England 2-0 to claim third place. It's Belgium's best finish in the World Cup. At Wimbledon on Sunday, Novak Djokovic dominated Kevin Anderson in straight sets 6-2, 6-2, and 7-6 to take the 2018 Wimbledon Men's Championship. with that win. Djokovic is now alone at fourth on the all-time Grand Slams list with 13. He's one behind Pete Sampras for third place. In the women's Wimbledon final, Germany's Angelique Kerber beat seven-time Wimbledon champion Serena Williams in straight sets 6-3 and 6-3 to win her third career major. The 30-year-old German's one of just five women to beat Williams in a Grand Slam final. Now Kerber only needs to win the French Open to complete her career Grand Slam, and it was a good effort from Williams. She came close to winning in only her fourth tournament since giving birth to her daughter Olympia on September the 1st. On the PGA Tour, Michael Kim dominated to win his first career victory on the tour. Kim won by 8 strokes at 27 under par, setting a new tournament record in the process. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. cruised to a win at Kentucky for the second year in a row and for his fourth win of the 2018 season. Truex is one of three drivers to have won at least four races this year, matching Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. And at the Blue Marlin Grand Championship over the weekend, Shockwave winning the Blue Marlin, I guess, what do you get? They get a trophy for that and a big check? Is that what they got for winning?
They get all types of goodies plus money, indeed. The purse
the money's important.
A little more than $1.88 million.
I mean, you know.
That's all?
Folding money.
Well, they rolled in a
around money.
That's what that is. They rolled in a 795.6-pound Blue Marlin. Second place, Done Deal with a 640.8-pound Blue Marlin. And third place, Breathe Easy, bringing in a 598.2-pound
Marlin. Yeah, this is interesting part of it too that Kelly's talked about before. And those Marlin, the one, you know, the kills on the Marlin, those big ones you're bringing in to weigh in, not just for catch and release. That meat, that billfish is being donated.
That's right. One meal here in Mobile started by a gentleman named Mike, and his daughter came up with this great idea to give back when she was a teenager. Now she's 22, and they've been doing this for years. So they haul all those blue Marlins, so eight of them, back here to Mobile, and he today is going to be cleaning them, chopping them up, doing everything, and that will feed thousands of people because he makes the patties. And so we've witnessed him serving it up, and people are so grateful. And it's for all of our friends who are, you know, in a tough time. So yeah, we'll give you more information as to when you can get.
That's awesome. That's just fantastic. More on the Blue Marlin Grand Championship later. I'm sure Kelly will fill us in on some more details.
Yeah, and I just want to say one more thing about Serena Williams. You know, we talked about how she just gave birth a year ago, and here she is competing at, what, Wimbledon?
Yep.
Okay, I gave birth 12 years ago to my daughter, and I haven't competed. I just want to put that out there. Well, she is a tremendous athlete, and we cannot forget that she nearly died having her child. So kudos to her and her great sportsmanlike conduct with her opponent. Love that.
I agree with you. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street at Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer and House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Pay for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 3.
763-6522.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, still have that car fire at Old Shell and North Ann Street. Fire department on the scene. Shouldn't be affecting traffic too much longer. Also had an accident from the causeway heading onto the tunnel eastbound I-10 right off the exit ramp, but they've got it moved out of the roadway. Throughout July, the spa at the Battle House is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any 50-minute service or longer. Dial 338-5700 to get pampered at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 655, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, heads up, if you get a chance to go, and maybe you did over the weekend, to the original Oyster House, either location in Gulf Shores or on the Mobile Bay Causeway, great chance for you to obviously enjoy dinner, enjoy the sunset, and then document the sunset with a photograph. And why would you do that? You ask? Well, funny. I got an answer for you. Because you could win dinner for two, up to a $50 value. Other great prizes, including an original Oyster House tote bag filled with goodies. When you take that photograph at either location of the original Oyster House of sunset, you can do it from inside, outside, right there on the premises. You know, kind of frame up the restaurant. I think that would probably help you in the photograph. And then post that picture to facebook.com/originaloysterhouse with the hashtag OOHSunset. And this runs through the end of August. They'll then make a decision, award the prize. And you can actually, once you post it to their Facebook page, go ahead and share it with your friends on Facebook. In other words, bring your legions in to help promote your photograph. So first thing you do, take the photograph. Then you post it, that sunset photograph, at either Oyster House location. Then post it at Original Oyster House on Facebook with the hashtag OOHSunset. And then hopefully, coming up in early September, it'll be you. They say, hey, by the way, got dinner for you and a friend. All right, so check it out and go take that photograph very, very soon and enjoy the Original Oyster House. 657, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. Of course, we'll continue throughout the day today between this show and the midday show, talking to folks. You'll see their names on the ballot tomorrow, which, by the way, if you have not looked at the ballot, you want to get a little run through before you show up there and you sit down with the Scantron and the pen with all the pressure there with the little cardboard dividers between you and others. You can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/FMTalk1065, to check out sample ballots for tomorrow's primary runoff in Mobile and Baldwin County. They're posted up now. You can check them out. All right, 657 coming right back. We'll do a news break here. Also check in with Dr. Bill and get traffic from Kane.